Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Listen, good day to Grenada, Caracol, Pittimore, Nate, those of you listening across the Caribbean and the world at large. I am Stanford Simon. It is a joy and a pleasure to be with you once again. This is Inside Finance. Within the next few minutes, we will be talking about energy. And with me in the studio, I have Mr. Kelly Cyrus, who is in charge of energy officer. He is in charge of energy efficiency and energy month within the Ministry of Finance. I look forward to talking about that because I know all of us want to save some money. Maybe tell us how we can save some money. So we take a word from our sponsor. We come right back and continue my discussion here with Mr. Kelly Cyrus, who is an energy officer.
Come with your dream to the Grenada Development Bank and we will find a way to finance it. Whether you want to start a business or refinance an existing project, whether you want a mortgage for house or land, or a loan for a vehicle, or your educational advancement, we have a special to finance your energy conservation overhaul for your home or office. They all come with the lowest interest rates. At the GDB, the People of Grenada Bank, we encourage ideas and we finance dreams. Come into us because the future is yours. The Grenada Development Bank. Empower, transform.
Welcome back. Thank you for the opportunity and the wonderful way that we're going to begin. Welcome to Inside Finance, Mr. Kelly Cyrus. It's the first time you're here with us.
Thank you, Pastor Simon. Actually, it's my second time here with you.
Your second time here?
Yeah.
Oh, when was that?
I think it was here earlier on this year with Mr. Leslie Smith from the National Ozone Unit.
Oh, yes, that's true. Yeah.
You
were here, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Time run quickly, right?
Of course. Of course.
All right. Now, there's so much happening. How long you have been working within that ministry?
Okay, well, I started in February of this year, so I'm relatively new in the Ministry of Finance and Energy. Before, I was in the financial services industry, and I had a change in career and decided to go into energy. So my qualification really is in oil and gas management.
Oil and gas?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're looking forward to making some good money, boy. But how have you been enjoying being in that area?
The world is quite challenging, and there's a lot of changes in the industries happening, and a lot of innovative things happening. So it's a very challenging role, but it's exciting.
Exciting. Yeah. That's good. Now, tell me, and for us talking about what is the CARICOM Energy Month, because that's a big thing and that's coming up. Talk to us about that.
Sure. So CARICOM Energy, well, it used to be previously known as CARICOM Energy Week. It was first established in 2011 as an annual event through a mandate from CARICOM Energy Ministers. It is celebrated every year in the month of November, so we're going to have our celebration this year. And it is really to address the needs of increase awareness on energy matters due to the critical role that energy plays in the economic development of the region.
So energy has become a big thing.
Very much so.
And I guess CARICOM is making that a matter of priority, and so is the governments of the region.
Definitely.
What is the most challenging thing for us as we begin this process of being more aware of energy efficiency now?
I think the most challenging thing for us is more or less awareness and getting the public aware of the different aspects of being energy efficient. There are a number of things that we can do as a public in order to minimize our energy usage. For example, in Grenada, most of our fossil fuel are used to produce electricity or inputs of petroleum products. I think it's 90%. So the diesel is used by Grenlec in order to produce electricity. Mm-hmm. So what we, I think a big challenge for us is reducing that amount of use of fossil fuels, and we can do that by maybe looking at alternative means of producing energy, such as solar, hydroelectric, wind.
And if there is no diesel, there is no energy?
Definitely.
That's the reality,
that's reality of it now. If you have no diesel in the country, there's no energy.
Okay. What is the energy... let me ask this question first. What does the team with you are rethink energy means?
Right, so rethinking, so it's a capital R, capital E. So which means the focus of this year's celebration will be on renewable energies. And when I say renewable energies, I'm talking about solar energy, I'm talking about wind, I'm talking about geothermal, those type of energy. There have been several teams over the years, but this year the focus is really on renewable energy in order to decrease or use of fossil fuels. And it's very important because a lot of countries, you see what recently happened in the country of Dominica and the islands to the north of us, and in terms of the hurricanes and so.
Mm.
And a big thing now is about climate change.
Huge, because that is creating devastation across the Caribbean and the world. Because I can't remember when you had so many islands being destroyed within a 1 month period.
Definitely. And the experts are saying climate change has a lot to do with the intensity of those storms.
So if we continue on the route that we are, it's only going to get worse.
Well, definitely, because we're producing more heat, and the heat fuels the hurricanes.
So we are saying that rethinking that method is going to green energy.
Definitely.
Okay.
The focus is on green energy and using less fossil fuels. Yeah.
What is the energy division doing to rethink energy? What are some of the innovative ideas that you all are coming up with to help us as Grenadians and the country rethink the way we think about energy?
Right. So we're doing a lot of public awareness, and that's why I'm here today. We're doing a lot of radio programs and maybe advising the general public on how to be more efficient in terms of their energy usage. We also have a website they can go on and we can get information mm-hmm. from them. We can also walk into our office at any time to get information.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a big event coming up on the 24th of November, which is our energy exhibition, where we'll be having energy exhibitors from all over Grenada exhibiting energy efficient products.
Where will that happen?
That will be happening right in front of the Ministry of Finance.
Mm-hmm. The financial complex there.
That's
on the Caranage.
Right, on the Caranage, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what date?
The 24th of November.
And that's for the entire day?
From 10 in the morning to 6 in the evening. So, entire day more or less.
Okay, yes. So you're encouraging persons to come out?
Come out, you know, we have a lot of giveaways, we have a lot of advice to give in terms of energy efficiency, in terms of things that you can do to conserve energy.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of exhibitors from a lot of stakeholders in the industry who will be there, who will be maybe exhibiting some of the products and giving you advice in terms of maybe air conditioning, mm-hmm. in terms of your lighting, in terms of solar and those things.
Okay. Now, energy is really a big thing, and I know being as chairman of Grenada Development Bank, we are working through the process now of getting accredited to be the agent for the energy companies and the World Bank to be able to facilitate financing
right.
for a lot of the new way they're going to rethink energy,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of money available.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from your side, when it comes to energy efficiency, the general issues and the Government of Grenada initiatives, what are other initiatives that the Government of Grenada is taking to help us see through the malaise of things that we do not quite understand? We only know they're talking about it, but most of us do not know much at all.
I mean, at the moment, I know for the importation of some products into the country, there's no VAT.
Okay.
So for solar water heaters, for energy saving bulbs, which is LED and CFLs, which is compact fluorescent bulbs, solar panels, inverters, deep cycle batteries. Mm-hmm. There are no VAT should be paid on that when you import those stuff into the country. So that's one of the initiatives. And I think the government are looking at more initiatives where they can maybe encourage people to bring in more stuff into the country, which will be exempted from a lot of the taxes that they have to pay to bring them in, which would make them cheaper. Mm-hmm. Because those things are quite expensive at the moment.
Yes, they are. And because they're one of the new things on the market. Exactly. And therefore the price are high because a big volume of people are not using it.
True. That's very true. Yeah, so I think you can also apply for the exemption of your CET also and some of those things coming in. But this has to go through with the permanent secretary. What you have to pay coming into the country, I think, is your service charge, which is 6% fixed.
So for a person who building a new home,
yeah,
is the government encouraging them to go more solar? Is that what the government is pushing?
Well, the government doesn't really have a policy to say you should go solar. Again, it's based on the individual pocket, because yeah, you're building a new home, but solar is not as cheap as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're going off-grid. If you're on-grid and I should explain what is off-grid and on-grid.
Well, I'm not going to ask you a question because some of us may not understand the term.
Yeah, so on-grid is more or less if you have your panels and you're selling maybe electricity to Green Lake, just on the grid itself. So you're not going totally off-grid. So you're producing electricity and your excess is being sold to Green Lake. Or you don't have to sell, but it's entirely up to the consumer. The off-grid is when you have your solar panels, but you also have battery storage.
So you store your electricity,
for the night. So you use it at night. Yeah.
But we have a problem because even just this week, the discussion came up about persons who want to sell back to Green Lake, mm-hmm. but the prices they're giving really doesn't compensate you for what it is. So then the reality of someone doing that really is for their own consumption, trying to see if you make a little change of it and help you, is really not helpful based on what persons are saying.
Yeah, we have had a number of people talking about that. And it's the reality of the situation. I mean, Green Lake is saying that they also need to maintain the grid. Because you're selling through the grid, they have to be maintain the grid. So that's one of their argument. But with the new regulatory committee coming into effect soon.
When
I'm not sure. That's still in the pipeline, it's still being worked on. But once that comes in, I guess those sort of arguments and those sort of queries between Green Lake and customers can be put towards that committee, and they will be sorted out then.
You know, I'm smiling because government always have things in the pipeline, and the pipelines have done to be very, very, very long.
Yeah.
I hope this pipeline is shorter so at least we could get some relief.
Yeah, it's a big step, it's a big move in terms of the regulatory framework in the country. So it would take time, but hopefully when it comes in stream, it should alleviate all those issues.
Okay.
With the payment.
If I want to learn more about the renewable energy and energy efficiency, what facility is there available to me through the government or through whatever agency that I can go in or I can access it via the internet to see what is available to do and the don'ts? And also importation, what I can import, what have duties and what do not. Where can I go to find
So you can come into our office.
Your office is located where?
We're located in the upstairs, the Public Service Commission.
And so the Public Service Commission
before is? Inland Revenue, the door before Inland Revenue.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so we're located on the middle floor, just under FIU. So you can always walk in, we're always available and we can give you information on that. You can always call us also. If you can't come into our office, our number is 435-8708.
435-8708. 8708.
Yes.
8708, and it's 435.
435.
Right, and that's the in the Ministry of...
That's the Energy Division.
The Energy Division within the
Ministry of Finance. Yeah, that's right.
Do you have a Facebook page people can
access?
We have
a Facebook page, so you can go into the main Ministry of Finance Facebook page, and we have we have a floor there also.
Your section, yeah, there. Section there. Yeah. What's about our website? Do you all have that?
We don't have a website. We're working on having a website for the NG division at the moment, but we don't have a website.
Okay, so soon that you would
hopefully
have,
soon
have,
we
have,
that.
Have that.
Yeah.
Now, if someone has questions to get some clarity, they would call the same number, 435-8708.
That's right, yes.
Is there an email address that they can send it
to? We have an email address. I'll have to get that to you,
okay.
Pastor Sanford. Yes, we have an email address there, yeah.
So the energy division and looking at development of Grenada on a holistic way, is that the approach that y'all are taking, looking at not just energy efficiency, but the total energy development, what Grenada would need 10, 15, 20 years from now. Is that the kind of thinking that we're having at the moment?
Yeah. As I say, without the vision, the people perish. And we definitely have to be looking long-term. Energy efficiency is one way that we're looking at things at the moment, but we have to, I know you've been hearing the news that we maybe looking at oil and gas development within Grenada also.
Which is in your field. and that's hopefully where you make some money. And I'll come by you to get a little bit. You know what I mean?
We're looking at alternative ways in where we can develop the energy sector within Grenada. But there's lots to it, and there's a lot of work to be done when coming to energy and the development of energy. Energy efficiency is just one part of it, really.
What would you say is the biggest challenge for Grenada when it comes to energy?
I think it's cost, the money. As a small island, we don't have the money. We don't have the resources here to develop. So if we need to develop our energy sector, we need to maybe input the capacity into the country. We need to get financing elsewhere. And that's...
If we find oil and gas, do you think that would put us in a better position?
Well, hopefully it would.
Yeah, because I know a lot of countries who fund oil and gas or have oil and gas, and they're not as good as we are.
Definitely. But hopefully it would. I mean, I think once managed correctly, and so we should benefit
once
from...
Once the politician manage it properly.
Well, once it's managed properly, yes.
Because the reality of that is we could find more oil and gas, the efficiency, the things we try to put in place.
Mm-hmm.
But you rightly said, if it's not managed properly, we go back to the same position that we're in.
Of course.
So putting the structure in place to ensure that we have efficiency and effectiveness in the areas that
definitely
we have when it comes to energy.
Definitely.
Very good. Well, I want to thank you for sharing, Mr. Kelly Cyrus, Energy Officer in charge of energy efficiency within the Ministry of Finance. And this month, we are celebrating the CARICOM Energy Month.
That's right, yeah.
And that run until the end of October.
End of November. Yeah, that's right. So we just want to encourage the public to come out, you know, and come out to the exhibition on the 24th of November. It's going to be exciting. There's going to be a lot of information shared, and it's going to be beneficial to everyone, and it's going to save you some money in the long run if you implement some of the things that we speak about at the exhibition.
So make our way in.
Make your way in.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. God's blessings on you. I wish you well.
Thank you.
And you've been listening there to Mr. Kelly Cyrus, Energy Officer in charge of energy and efficiency within the Ministry of Finance. I am Stanford Simon. Thank you for listening, Inside Finance. And I do hope as you listen, you have gotten a bit of information about energy. And also keep in mind that there's a duty-free concession on a couple of things. So you can call the office, 435-8708, and ask them what it is. If you're building a home, maybe you're able to bring some things. By the way, if you want to bring in a fridge and so forth, do you get duty-free concession that is energy efficient?
Well, it's not duty-free, it's VAT-free.
VAT-free.
Well, yes,
so if you're bringing a fridge, is it VAT-free?
It's not yet under the policy,
the
list of stuff that I mentioned, so like your solar panels, your batteries, your solar water heaters, you don't pay any VAT on that.
Okay.
But I think CARICOM is working on something now for those energy efficient appliances where you can,
which then makes sense, because a holistic approach, if you give me the equipment in, therefore you need to inside the house, that's where I need just the final product to put them together.
Definitely.
Which then
and your fridge, it's been said that your fridge burns most, consumes 50% of
most
your,
of electricity in the house. That's where we spend a lot of money.
Yeah, that's right, very true.
Thank you, Mr. Keddy, Cyrus. God's blessings on you. Thank you, folks. You take care of yourself. I'm Stanford Simon, wishing you a great week. Go to the website, sgbcgrenada.com. This program will be uploaded, and also the Ministry of Finance website. It also will be there. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.